It is Hank FM, and it is
not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yep.
Here's the good news.
A Wednesday midweek installment of Not Necessarily the News, covering the news far and wide. Unfortunately, that means we miss the news stories that were near and narrow, but we'll work on that, and we are welcoming our worldwide audience, streaming live on our Hank Facebook page. Have fun in the comments section, kids. You know what to do. Tonight's lead story, actually, it will be the finals tomorrow night, but it continues on the very popular ION Network. The Scripps National Spelling Bee. It's going on underway. This kid's got possibilities. Yeah, semifinal round there. Yeah. Anyway, the finale is tomorrow. It's the 100th year anniversary of it. And for fun, Google looked up the top words Americans have searched in the past month on how to spell correctly. So keep in mind, this is in with the last month.
Okay.
Coming in at number five, camouflage. That could be tricky. Okay. There's a U in there that maybe feels like it doesn't belong. Four, amazing.
That's easy.
Yeah. Here's three. Okay. Florida.
Seriously?
That would be it. I'm assuming probably Floridians themselves. Oh, I bet. But Floridians.
They're trying to find their pants.
This kid knows.
Uh-huh.
Number two, appreciation. And number one, congratulations. Sometimes the T feels like it should be a D.
It's not a D.
Sometimes, in the past, I have just said congrats. Because for some reason, I'm all of a sudden unsure. I don't know why. Now, they also did how to spell slang searches in all 50 states. And Minnesota, Kentucky, Mississippi, and Hawaii have a problem spelling bro.
Oh, because they use the U-H instead of the O.
Bruh.
I blame Florida for all of this.
Bruh.
There
absolutely.
You go.
Why not?
Go get them, kids, tonight.
Spelling Bee. Hugh Jackman and his longtime wife, Deborah Lee Furness, are officially on their way to divorce court. The missus filed papers to end the marriage after 27 years of togetherness. And be warned if you think that Wolverine star may be a good mister right now. Mm-mm. She issued a statement saying her, quote, heart and compassion goes out to anyone who has traversed the traumatic journey of betrayal, and calling it a profound wound that cuts deep, and that God, or whoever your higher power is always working for us. If it's any consolation, she'll have lots of money for therapy with a handsome amount of alimony and splitting their $250 million fortune.
Shot fired.
Boom.
And not necessarily the news. Politics.
She knows.
While King Charles was speaking to the Canadian Parliament yesterday about their sovereignty and supporting them, even though they kind of lay claim still to Canada. It's very weird. Trump, in the same breath, said Canada is considering the offer. If they become our 51st state, he's sweetening the pot.
Really?
They will be offered the protection of the free golden dome that will be constructed over the United States of America. Of course, only the United States, unless Canada wants to jump on. To which the Prime Minister, whatever his name is, says Canada's not for sale. But they do like domes. Elsewhere, President Trump pardoned the Chrisleys yesterday. In fact, that would be from Chrisley Knows Best, however. Todd and Julie Chrisley, they went to jail 2 years ago for tax evasion and fraud. And dozens of years, quite honestly. But he called his daughter, their daughter, Savannah Chrisley, yesterday.
It's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing. But it's a great thing because your parents are going to be free and clean, and I hope we can do it by tomorrow. Is that okay? We'll try getting it done tomorrow. So
wonderful.
Give them, I don't know them, but give them my regards.
I don't know. And elsewhere, NPR is suing Trump.
Oh.
And the administration for funding cuts. And their legal team plans to deliver arguments in a whisper. It should be the most boring trial in history.
Mm. So it's the question on everyone's minds, KB. Did Miley Cyrus wear that gold dress in the flowers video to throw shade on Jennifer Lawrence.
I have wondered this for ages.
See?
That and I don't know the Chrisleys. Two things I've learned this morning.
So in a word, no. Rumors were swirling that it was a reference to ex-husband Liam Hemsworth's infidelity. Now, rumors were swirling that he and J-Law had a little thing going on, and it very much resembles the gown that she wore to the 2012 premiere of Hunger Games.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah, a fan asked Miley if this is the case. Yeah, I mean, I think you should maybe tomorrow. Will it float? Miley said no, but I do love the gown. So we don't need to wonder anymore. Okay. You're welcome.
By the way, I saw Miley, I saw Miley got a skin infection.
Oh, dear.
From rolling around on Hollywood Boulevard. There with the Walk of Fame, they were filming something, and she ended up, got like a skin infection on her leg from it.
Have you seen what goes on Hollywood Boulevard?
To be fair, I don't know what the sidewalk caught from Miley. But so let's just be finally there.
Fair.
Temu had a bad day yesterday. Their shares fell by more than 13% on Tuesday after Temu said its profits for the first 3 months of the year fell 14.7 billion yen. Or $2 billion in the first 3 months.
And
this
stink.
All because of the tariff trade war. $2 billion loss in 3 months. Most of that came from mom.
Mom.
Yeah, so...
good morning, Mrs. Buckner.
RIP to you. Yeah, I don't know, where am I going to get ear pods that say Gucci on it, but are spelled with a J?
Yeah.
Where do you find these things? Chrisley knows best.
Mm-hmm. So it is time for our hot girl summer there, JB.
Bruh.
And the question is, what are you going to wear? The answer is obviously jorts. Apparently, fashion influencers have noticed they are having a moment with skinny, high-waisted, and printed styles online. Beyonce, partly responsible for making them popular once again, because she's in her country girl era. Unless you're actually a country girl. And then, have they ever gone out of style?
Yes.
They have? For the girls?
Yeah, for every America.
Really?
For the world, jorts went out of style.
I don't know.
Yes.
I see
one guy, though, that
concerts.
Never wavered on the jorts.
Uh-huh.
John Cena. And
true.
He's, consequently, your current WWE champion.
Oh, look at you go. Is he still a bad guy?
Bruh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do we blame the jorts for that as well?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Because nothing says hot girl summer like dressing like your dad. Notable passing at the age of 77, guitarist, songwriter, singer, producer Rick Derringer passing away. 77. He had an interesting career. He was part of the song Hang On Sloopy. He also played the solo on Weird Al's Eat It.
Aww.
He created this song for the then WWF that later was used as Hulk Hogan's theme song, Real American. And you may know him best from Rick Derringer, gone at 77. And in other music news, Morgan Wallen said in an interview yesterday that he was... Because, you know, he was overlooked by The Voice, and that was kind of the chip on the shoulder, and gave him his early story.
What's wrong with you
line.
People?
Well, Morgan Wallen says it started way earlier than that. He was offered a recording contract when he was 7 years old, but his mother said no, saying, "You're not ready."
Mm-hmm.
So he could have been a child prodigy star. His mom said, "No, you're not ready."
It's almost like you shouldn't be monetizing your children.
Well, yeah, but at that point, he could barely even throw a high chair. So, you know,
waking up, KB and Heather Lee.